Who dwells in that sublime joy that is unaffected by any adversity? He or she who makes life's focus the benefiting of all the world. So who dwells in that sublime joy that is unaffected by adversity? Okay, so having sublime joy without anybody trying to take revenge on you or, you know, criticizing you or without yourself criticizing yourself and making all kinds of trouble with other people. Okay, so that kind of person free of that adversity is someone who makes life's focus the benefiting of all the world. Yeah. So, somebody could say, well, Dalai Lama makes life's focus the benefit of all the world. But Beijing keeps calling him the splitter of the motherland and the worst thing that ever happened to China and blah, blah, blah. So how is he dwelling free of adversity? Huh? Somebody could ask that. So, you know, from His Holiness's side, you know, in his mind, he doesn't see that as an external enemy that he has to overcome. Yeah, I mean, in worldly terms, it looks like adversity. But from his side, you know, he looks at the people who are swearing at him and telling him he has to reincarnate so that they can identify him and use him as a political pawn. You know, he looks at them with compassion. Yeah, and so his mind is peaceful because of this. Yeah. So the point of this verse is, you know, that by changing our own mind, we change our attitudes, so the way people appear to us, you know, changes. Also, by changing our own mind, our behavior changes. So how people treat us is going to change. But sometimes, even you change your own mind, other people still look at you as an enemy or see you as an obnoxious blah blah. And then you have to realize, okay, that's due to previous karma. Yeah, and now I'm just experiencing the result of it, but I don't need to get all upset and bent out of shape because of that. Okay, so that's very helpful, you know, especially when we're criticized, because we usually immediately, you know, get defensive, like, oh, well, I didn't do anything, and even if I did, you're not supposed to notice, and even if you notice, you're not supposed to say anything, you're supposed to be tolerant and loving and accepting and making excuses for me. Yeah. Yeah, but just to accept it, okay, when there's adversity, it's the result of our own karma. And that's it. Nobody else to blame, nothing to get bent out of shape about. Okay? But instead to keep, you know, repeatedly in our own hearts, reflect on this intention to be of benefit to the whole world. So even if we can't directly benefit everybody, at least in our hearts we can, and so we stay connected by cultivating love and compassion and bodhicitta, and especially in situations where we would like to be able to help but we don't have the ability, or either from internal reasons or external conditions or whatever it is, or some situations there's really nothing to, you know, very much that can be done, then we stay connected by doing the taking and giving meditation, thinking that we take on their suffering and give them our happiness. Yeah. So, but the point is that by continually generating this heart of compassion, you know, it affects our own life in a very wonderful way. And it improves the quality of our own karma so that we don't create so much negative karma, so we don't have so many negative rebirths in the future. And it also, of course, puts us well on the path to being bodhisattvas and then Buddhas. Yeah. So as His Holiness always says, and you've heard me say this many times because I quote His Holiness a lot, but, you know, that when we generate compassion and this wish to benefit the world, it's us who is the prime beneficiary of this kind of attitude. Okay? Just as when we get angry, what's the opposite of beneficiary? You know, we're the one who gets the most harm from our own anger and our own arrogance and our own, you know, all this kind of stuff. Yeah? So we're the one who gets the most benefit from being compassionate. Because His Holiness says, you know, you don't know how somebody else is going to react. You can't make them happy just because you have compassion towards them. But having compassion in your own mind makes you happy. Yeah, and hopefully, of course, it helps other people. But we can't control other people, can we? Yeah, it's impossible. So we start with ourselves. Okay, so that's why it's very good, you know, first thing in the morning to cultivate that motivation not to harm, to be a benefit, to cultivate bodhicitta during the day, and then in the evening before we go to bed to check up how we did, do confession, make determination for the next day. Yeah. And so, you know, our teachers tell us this a lot, you know, and you may think, oh yeah, I've heard that, when are they going to say something new? But the question is, do we practice it? Yeah, that's the question. We've heard it a zillion times. Do we practice it? No. Until we practice it, they have to keep saying it. Yeah. So, might as well start now.